So today, my message for you and for everyone is about, similar to Dion, so we talked about needing a coaching life and talking about the fact that there was an extremely talented team, obviously known as the Dream Team. And in that team were things that actually we've all been given, signature moves. So my message today to you is about signature moves. We've all been given them. There are many gifts in life, but some are held by only a few. In basketball, these are referred to as signature moves. This is what a player is known for. Famous examples include Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's skyhook, Magic Johnson's no-look pass, Hakeem Olajuwon's dream shake. Even just recently, we've discovered Caitlin Clark and her long-range shooting. And of course, the most epic single career-defining signature move of all that has won many games over the years, Michael Jordan's fadeaway. Even at a local level, there are NBL and WNBL players I grew up watching that have signature moves, such as Rupert Sapwell, the bank off the window triple that definitely delivered a few titles for the Adelaide 36ers over the years. Brett Maher's pull up inside the 3-point line on a dime jump shot. And even for the Lightning, Rachel Sporn's post move spins are legends of the past. While stars of now still have signature moves, including people like Izzy Borlase, who has a spin and Euro step to behold that you will see for many years, not only in Lightning colours, but green and gold. Jade Melvin's drive and dish, these are just examples of things that will not be going away anytime soon. I'm sure you can think of plenty of sports stars and with signature moves. We even saw a few in the AFL finals this weekend, particularly in the Brisbane Geelong game last night. These gifts are unique to individuals and often grow through life, becoming natural to that person. This is an interactive message as well today. So I want you to spend about a minute or so chatting to the person next to you, thinking about what is your signature move or gift in everyday life. It doesn't have to be sport. Although you can refer to sport, we saw some fantastic signature moves in the finals yesterday from both the girls, the boys, and also the women when they played their finals yesterday. It could be in your workplace or at your school. Think about what gift you have and use on a daily basis. Please have a chat, and then we're going to find out from you what sort of gifts we have in this building. All right, let's have a wander around and ask a few people. We might start at the youthful end of the scale. I want to talk to Jack here because Jack had some amazing shooting yesterday in our final that kept us in the game. But what is your signature move, Jack?
Spin move to basket.
Spin move to the basket. Have seen that a few times, which is good. What about Regan? Would you like to say it? You got nothing? That's all right. That's okay. Let's go around and see. What about Tim here? What do you think, Tim?
I'm not sure.
I know your signature move, and I reckon Mark and I can tell you what your signature move is. You know what Tim's signature move is, don't you?
He likes the corner shot.
Yeah, the baseline corner shot. It's money all the time. It flows in the Boyd family continuously. Ted hasn't played basketball for a while, but he is a baller, I can tell you.
I've got a good up and under for a layup package.
It comes from that Canadian background, doesn't it? Anyone over here? Put your hand up if you'd like to share with us about your signature move. We'd love to hear. What is your unique gift and talent?
Making layups.
Making layups. Nice. That's good. Very efficient layups, as I always say as coach. Anyone else? Stick your hand up so I can see. I'm only going to go to people up. Hand up over here. What's yours?
Making the three-pointer.
The three-pointer. Nice. That's awesome. What about anything non-basketball related? I'm keen to know what kind of gifts and talents you have from a non-basketball point of view. Ask over here.
Encouraging people.
Encouraging people, a very transferable skill, not just to the basketball court, but also in life. Anyone else? Carlene, yes. What's your gift or talent, Carlene?
I found that I can't go in, and I say I can't try to go in, and then I hurt my being in the hospital and I say fine.
So you used to be able to play softball, did you? Is that right? Wow. Were you a hitter or like a thrower? Or I don't know the rules of softball, but I know that there's some kind of bat involved. So see, I don't know everything about sport. Who have we got? Did I miss a hand? I'm not going to put him under pressure, okay? So anyone else? Last chance. Oh, Janet, yes. What's your gift or talent, Janet?
Beg your pardon?
Your talent. Remember, you're good at saying greeting people.
I'm good at inducing people and watching them play sport.
Very good. Always important to have encouraging and supportive people. Thank you so much for your feedback on that. That was awesome. I love it. So what we've seen here is that everyone has something they can do in any environment or community. So even like, you know, our basketball moves are actually transferable to other environments as well. But then we heard about, particularly the person over here, about encouraging, supporting, that sort of thing. These sort of things can be transferred to any environment, which means they have very unique gifts and talents. So it may be on the court, it may be off it. What this does show is that we all have unique gifts and talents to offer the world. This is what Jesus said. Who believes here at Lighthouse that we believe that he is our Lord and Saviour in our world, and did this also when he selected his 12 players of life to help him with his game plan for life. They were known as his disciples. This wasn't a star team unlike the dream team, but it was a team designed for a plan, because not every person on that team was the best even in their area or was the best connected with their world. In fact, some were hated and despised. But Jesus wasn't looking for the best players of life, but the best combination, a team that he could put together to fulfill his mission. There were people like Matthew, a very unliked tax collector, whose gift in numbers and money actually helped Jesus in his mission. There was the most passionate leader who used to lead by sword and shield, known as a zealot. His name was Simon, but his zeal was used to help Jesus in his mission. Then there was another Simon, who was a fisherman, well connected with his community, but had lived a life of impulsiveness and that often led him to finding trouble. And you guessed it, he also was used to help Jesus in his mission. So we see a pattern here in the forming of the 12, which you can chat to anyone here about. But what we can take away from this, especially when many of us return to our communities, the basketball court, and life after today, we see that a team of people with different abilities, skills, talents, and unique gifts is able to do more in this world than one person who is the best on their own. We are created to use these gifts together to make the world a better place. Jesus teaches us not to be afraid in embracing what we've been given, and in fact, take that one. 1 Corinthians 12:12 is our motto at the Holdfast Heat Basketball Club. It says, "For we are all members of the one body, though one has many parts which form. So it is with Christ." We believe as an ember or a lightning player here at Lighthouse, We all have an ember burning inside us, ready to come out and shine for our community. The gifts and talents that you've been given have been given to you for purpose, for reason. They are for your community, your peers, your school, your workplace, everywhere. And we can all agree on that. In a basketball team, we don't always have to be the one taking the winning shot. But the winning shot can be the one that goes in from the precise pass, the work off the ball to stop the opposition getting to the ball with a well-placed legal screen, or the voice that calls out exactly where the other players are. All these gifts together produce the desired result and actually feel sweeter when it's done with everyone together. That's what Jesus feels about us. No matter where we are, who we are with, whether it's at school, at work, or on the sporting field, when we are together in Christ, you'll achieve the ultimate victories no matter what. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for all the wonderfully talented individuals in here, the gifts that we all have, whether it be encouraging people to specific moves on a basketball court, to things that we use across multiple areas of our life. We thank you and praise you for what you have given us in the creation of each and every single person here. The single most important creations are the ones that you have done on this earth for us. We are thankful for the breath of life on a daily basis and how we are able to live out in this world. And we pray that we understand today that what we have been given is a privilege and a pleasure. But we also have a responsibility and a purpose to use what we have been given, no matter what scenario or situation we are in, to be able to support our community, our friends, our family, our workplace, our school, our peers. The list is endless, Lord, and it can sometimes feel a bit overwhelming. But Lord, we know that by the gifts and the talents that you have given us, and the fact that even when we come up short in other areas and those areas there, that we can always ask for grace and forgiveness in our lives through the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you and praise you for the amazing basketball players that are here today and for them coming here to be able to hear these messages today. And I hope that they take something away from them today that maybe they'll think about into the new season ahead for the summer very soon. And for everyone else that's here as well, we thank you and praise you that we are all here to be able to hear your word and your wisdom. In your holy name we pray. Amen.